Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. Sorry about last week. I had one of those stomach viruses that is going around the area, and believe me, it took me till Wednesday to actually get up and really start feeling a little bit better. I think I went on solid foods on Friday. It took me to Friday to actually eat something because, woo, it was a terrible way. It's not a good diet plan, that's for sure, and it was just really messing with me big time, that's for sure. Generally, I get like one big cold a year, and man, that was not the cold I was expecting. And I dropped, the good thing is, I guess on all of that, I did drop 6 pounds, but I don't recommend it as a steady diet plan, that's for sure. But I'm up and about, and I feel really great. I've got a full weekend of different things to do this weekend, and also, too, to introduce you to a couple of things. Now that spring is almost here, and Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35 today to give us a weather update, and also next weekend, our big event of spring ahead and changing our clocks back and moving it forward and what that all means. And we talk about fire safety and changing batteries and everything next weekend. But this weekend, I figured, you know, homes are really important to us. And I think that when you're looking at downsizing, this is the time of year where people are starting to get ready to sell their homes. I myself am looking for a home, and I just thought that I'd give you some spring staging tips to sell your house to make it more appealing. But we have a lot of different things that are happening in the area, and there's so many wonderful things that are going on. I want to do the lottery first, and then we'll get to some of the things that are happening in out and about in our area. On the board today, I'd like to say good morning to Mike Catanzara. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Elaine.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
What's happening in your young life?
Just a lot of good, positive things.
Great.
And I must say that, yes, being sick is the world's worst weight reduction plan. It's not fun.
No, it isn't. Now, listen, the lottery is really interesting today because the numbers, I thought, especially for the Rhode Island one, is an unusual number.
Did you play it?
No. No, I don't play the lottery until, and it's ridiculous because, like, even $40 million doesn't appeal to me. It's like when it's over $100 million, you know, then everybody runs and plays it. And that lottery that was like $900 million and everybody at work was running, we got 64 tickets, and I think we won like $4 each.
Wow.
That was it.
So, I'd be happy with $40 million.
I'd be happy with one.
Yeah, anything.
Yes, that's for sure. Well, anyway, folks, if you're out there and you did play the lottery, the Mass Daily number is 0434. Rhode Island Daily, listen to this number, 1, 2, 3, and 0. I've never seen the numbers in consecutive orders like that in quite a while. Mass cash number is 3, 18, 23, 26, 27. Mega Millions, 21, 26, 33, 48, 73. Mega Ball is 14, and Mega Plier is 4. You know, when you get sick and everything, it pushes back your whole life, so you decide, well, I think I'm going to do some laundry. So one of my pet peeves is I fight with the washer and dryer. I do. And last night, I battled it out. You know, when you start learning how to do laundry, the first thing your mother teaches you to empty out your pockets before you do the laundry. So, but I was in a hurry because I was writing the show up and I was going through the newspapers and things. So I just took a bunch of laundry and threw it in the washing machine. And when I went downstairs, guess what? It was snowing in the washing machine. Snow everywhere.
What?
Yeah, tissues. Tissues were stuck somewhere in the laundry. All my laundry pieces had lint and pieces of laundry. I had to take every single piece, shake it out, rewash it, throw it in the dryer, and oh my God, it was just ridiculous. Now the dryer is my enemy also, because I can't tell you, I have melted more crayons than the Crayola factory.
Or lipsticks?
No, never lipsticks, but crayons got into like pockets or different things that I didn't check. And if you wash a red shirt with other clothes, you know, your whites come out with a nice soft pink. So, no, I just had a bad night doing laundry, and I said, you know what, this is ridiculous. I had such a headache last night, and I said, I'm just going to go through the papers, do the show, as my second load of laundry went in, and that came out fine. But I couldn't believe that I forgot to check the pockets. And having been sick, I must have put some tissue in my jean pocket, and it was snowing. I mean, when I tell it, there had to have been like 10 tissues or something. It was like, where does this all come from? So I don't know which pair of pants had the was the culprit, but I got that. It took me so long. Oh, God. Anyway, I want to get into some serious things here for Out and Abouts because we have so many wonderful things and going on. And one of them is today, which is the 12th annual Deanne Eclair Soup for Heat event. And it starts at noontime till 2 p.m. at the Reverend Larson Senior Center on 25 South Main Street in Attleboro. And basically what this is your local politicians will be serving soup to raise funds to provide heating assistance for those in need, like chicken soup, clam chowder, kale soup, and Santa Fe stew. So you even get the soup mug after. Door prizes and raffles will be held, and tickets are only $10 per person. And you can buy raffle tickets and wonderful things, but I just think that this is really great, and your donation is tax-deductible. So check it out. It is the 12th annual Deanne Eclair Soup for Heat event. Very important. Go to the Larson Senior Center for lunch today, 12 at noon to 2 p.m. Woo!
Do you have a favorite soup, Elaine?
I do. I make a really great chicken soup and beef stew. Yes, I do like that. How about yourself?
I like all soup.
Yeah. 'Tis the season, but not really, because winter is the time to make all that wonderful soup. And then we're finding out, geez, it's really, really interesting that the weather is going to be so mild. And I can't wait to talk to Jim Corbin later in our break, because he's going to be telling us more about this wonderful, unseasonably warm weather, which is great. Well, you know, in the next week or two, there's going to be St. Patrick's Days and St. Patrick's Day parades. And, you know, if I tell you, I'll ask you, what town do you think is going to have their first parade?
What town in Massachusetts or Rhode Island?
Either.
Either?
Mm-hmm.
Their first parade.
Like, who's going to have it? Which city or town do you think? Like from Boston, Newport, West Warwick, Pawtucket, Cranston, anywhere?
I would have to say it's going to probably be East Greenwich.
Good
and
guess.
It's Memorial Day.
No, St. Patrick's Day.
Oh. Wait, do they actually have St. Patrick's Day parades? Hello, I'm thinking, wow.
Don't say that. You'd be embarrassed. Yes.
Yeah, they do. Goes to you know what it is? I'm Italian.
Well, so okay.
Our thing is like I run to the bakery the following day to get a zeppola.
No, I hear you. That's very true. That's very true. But no, I mean from Providence to Pawtucket to Newport and everywhere in between. Well, today actually Pawtucket has their parade, rain or shine. And it starts at noontime on Division Street near McCoy Stadium. And it makes a way meandering all around Walcott Street to City Hall. And there's a green shamrock painted on Roosevelt Avenue. And there's going to be a 6th Division, all kinds of bands that are going to be there. There's going to be floats located. Okay. So there's floats sponsored by local restaurants. And it's just going to be a really great fun time. And there's going to be even a road race later, too. So there's going to be food and refreshments at the Armory, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So everybody, check it out today in Pawtucket. And then, of course, we have the other races, which I'll bring up on the day of, such as the one in Providence and in Newport. And it's weird because St. Patrick's Day falls in the middle of the week this week, so it's kind of weird. But Providence is having theirs on March 19th, and there's always a road race associated with it, too. So, it's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting to start the season. I'm from West Warwick originally, and they also have their parades, too, but there was no mention, actually, as to when and where. Now, I have to say, have you been to the Unlikely Story book? This Unlikely Storybook store in Plainville is Jeff Kenny of Diary of a Wimpy Kid store. He bought the old Fawkes Market and he tore it down and he made this beautiful. Children love going into this little store. It's just really whimsical. It's wonderful. It's got animation on the walls. It's a beautiful bookstore. They have a cafe there. It's just so warm and welcoming, and I go up there quite a bit. Well, there's going to be a best-selling author an illustrator. So if you've ever thought about becoming a children's book illustrator, he will be there on March 13th. His name is David Wallums, and he's going to be doing, he's got his books there, of course. The Unlikely Story Bookstore is located on 111 South Street in Plainville. And on March 13th at 10 a.m., this author is coming in, and he's going to be talking about his new release book called Demon Dentist. It really is whimsical. It's not one of those scary movies. But anyway, it's free. It's open to the public. And anybody and everyone is welcome to come. And you really should check it out. It's really going to be a wonderful thing. And, yeah, it's really cool. Now, I didn't realize that you can do maple sugaring now. But on March 13th on Moose Hill in Sharon, you can. So if you ever wanted to see how maple syrup comes out of a tree, and you can even sample it, there's going to be tasting, there's going to be a tour. There's a lot of things happening there. And the tours begin every 15 minutes from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's open to everyone. So the cost is only $9. And they ask you to register before, but you can definitely come. If you want to call for more information, their number is 781-784-5691. So those are some of the things that are happening in the area. And I know that I'm a little late for break, but I just wanted to give you a few things. And we come back, we have a few more things. There's a jazz festival coming into Slater Park, and that's really exciting for me and you. And we've got some really great fun things happening here with Out and About with Elaine. So we're going to take a quick break. Good morning. Have your first cup of coffee on us. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you feeling stretched as a caregiver? Bristol Elder Services is sponsoring a free educational series to provide you with the tools you'll need to take care of yourself. The series takes place at Harmony Adult Day Health Center in Taunton on Wednesdays from March 2nd until April 6th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. The Caregiver Help Book, developed specifically for the class, will be provided. For information or to register, contact Jody Souza at 774-627-1424. Class size is limited and pre-registration is required. That's 774-627-1424.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
The 2016 Massachusetts and Rhode Island Masonic Con will take place at the Ezekiel Bates Masonic Lodge, located in Attleboro, on Saturday, April the 23rd at 9 o'clock a.m. Have you ever wondered what a Knight Templar does today, or who the Shriners are? Come meet them all under one roof and learn what lies beyond the third degree. Not a Mason? Well, not to worry. Anyone interested in Freemasonry is cordially invited to this event. For more information, visit their website at eb1870.org.
All right, good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320 if you want to give us a call and say good morning. And so to continue on with some of our different things that are happening, there's another fundraising event, and this this piqued my interest because it has wine in it. The Mansfield Shelter Friends will hold a wine tasting fundraising event today from 1 to 4 p.m., and it's going to be held at Wines and More. That's a great, huge, wonderful wine store in Mansfield. The cost is only $2, which is pretty good. I wonder how many wines you can sample for $2. But anyway, all proceeds will go to their animal shelter in Mansfield, and that's happening today from 1 to 4. So that's pretty interesting. Another event that's a little bit more whimsical, they call them Mill Gypsies, Village and Art Market. Strolling performers, there's going to be artists there, different psychic readings. It's going to be March 6th from 11 a.m. to 5 at the Hope Artist Village, and that's at, it's on Main Street in Pawtucket. It's open to the public, and it says, come on and join us, you know, for caravan of artists and they have vintage clothes and different things. It's a family-friendly event, so 11 to 5 today, March 6th. Anyway, on the music scene, you know me, with music, The Who is having, 50-year anniversary on March 7th, that's Monday, at the TD Gardens in Boston. On March 11th, Dropkick Murphys will be at Mohegan Sun. Oh, my God, Grand Funk Railroad. And the Guess Who on March 18th is going to be at Twin River. Tickets are $40. I mean, listen, you get two bands, so figure $20 and $20, right? I mean, you have to say that that's pretty good. And Diana Ross is coming in the Name of Love Tour, April 14th at 7:30 p.m. at Providence Performing Arts Center. And I have tickets for that, and I'm going to go see Diana Ross because I think she is just one of the best performers ever. Anyway, at Slater Mill, there's going to be a jazz series, and, of course, that really did perk me up here. It's going to be held from March 13th to April 17th and May 15th at the Slater Mill on 67 Roosevelt Avenue in Pawtucket. So all the concerts are at 7:30. Tickets are $12 to $20. And one headliner actually is Jay Giles from the Jay Giles Band. He's going to be performing on the April 17th show. So I thought that was pretty cool. So we have Jay Giles without the whole band. And he's coming into our area, which is pretty cool, I think. And also, too, at the movies, the top five grossing movies here is Deadpool. And that brought in $31 million, followed by Gods of Egypt. And that brought in $14 million. Whew, that's amazing. Kung Fu Panda 3, I haven't seen that yet with the Grand Kittens, but I think that they want to see that. That's brought in $8 million. Risen is brought in $6 million. And Triple Nine, which I don't know anything about that movie, is $6 million. So I'd say Zootopia is a hit. Go see that. That's really cute. It's animated. And Tina Fey has a new movie out, too, which is really great. Fox something Tango. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun to see. There's a lot of things that are playing in the movies. And it was really funny because I was telling you that I wanted to see The Reverend. And then my sisters and my family got together two Saturdays ago at Cohesit Inn, and we were talking about different movies, and I was telling them, oh, yeah, you know, I went to see Hateful Eight, and I want to see The Reverend. And then my sister-in-law told me what The Reverend was about, and she said, it is so graphically bloody. And I said, oh, my God. She said, yeah. She said, I had nightmares. I said, well, I had nightmares on the Saturday night I seen The Hateful Eight. I said, so I think that one I'll pass. But anyway, there's a lot to do in the area, and the weather's turning really great. I can't believe that this is March. And you know what was really great I noticed coming in today, Mike, is that it was actually light out. You know, like we always come in the dark.
I did make that observation myself. The sun was out.
It's perfect. It was so great. Sunny. It was a little crisp in the air, but I mean, for the most part, it was just a really great day. It sounds like it's going to be a really good day today, too.
Which means next week when we turn the clocks forward, it'll be even more sunnier when we get up.
Yes. And not only that, but I mean, leaving work, too. I mean, it's getting lighter and brighter, too, which I love. It's just really great. So we made it through the darkness, and now we're coming into the light, which is spring, of time of renewal. And I know that we were going to be talking about staging tips for selling your house, and I think if we do have some more time, I'll get into that. I mean, I can do some of the things now, but have you ever thought about when you go into a home, you know, what are some of the characteristics you would look for, you know, as a home buyer when you go in and you're looking at a place? What is, you know, what is the most appealing thing to you? Is it, you know, the way that the, you know, the entrance, the space availability, the size of a bedroom, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, the appliances, you know, are they updated? Are they older? I've been looking at homes, older homes, and there's a lot of paneling, you know, there's a lot of different things that you have to consider when you're trying to sell a home. So I pulled up a website from a real estate agency of staging tips for selling your home. There are many different, I know like on the home, I'm not really sure what the name of the network is, but they flip houses all the time.
Oh, and I know that, a home buyers network or the
something
home
like that. Yeah, I mean,
HGTV.
Is that what it is? I mean, they go into these homes and they gut the houses, they break down walls. They have, like, it's amazing. They're miracles. Of course, they have a designer team, and they turn things. The average person could probably buy, you know, paint a room, maybe get some decorations, you know, and make it homey.
I think it's important to hire an architect when you go to start knocking out walls, because some walls may be supporting the floor above, and knocking out the wall will cause probably the floor to cave in.
True. Yeah, I think before you do any major construction, you get a contractor in there,
yeah,
and they can find out where the studs are and to avoid all of that. But it's an exciting time for folks to clean up houses. I know some of the houses that I've been seeing are really amazing. Some of them are in a lot of need of repair. Folks want to sell them. A lot of estate sales where someone has passed away and the children just want to get rid of the property. It's a really good buyer's market right now. I've never seen such variety, and I'm looking forward to seeing some. And from the buyer perspective, I do a drive-by the home and look around the neighborhood. And then I'll call the realtor and say, okay, I'd like to see that particular house. So, but there's a couple that I'm seeing blind today, and some of them actually are in West Warwick, and one's in Warwick and one's in Providence. But I have some I want to drive by tomorrow. There's about four or five of them in the surrounding area, too. I had actually looked at a place in Attleboro off of Morse Street by the train station, center of town, and but the neighborhood around it, it just seemed like the properties weren't being maintained. And me going in, I'd like, you know, slap on paint, re-landscape, you know, redo the driveway, you know, make it really pretty. But
a lot of money to invest in.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that, you know, you want it to be presentable and things like that. But if you're looking at selling a house and spring cleaning is coming up, I mean, the weather does make you want to just open up the windows and just go and do a major cleaning. And if you're thinking about selling your house and everything, we've got some really good staging tips, too. And also, too, we want to remind you that we do get a weather hit at 7:35, and we're up against the clock here. But with 30 seconds to go, if you'd like to say hello or give us a shout-out, our number here is 508-222-1320. If not, sit back and relax and have a second cup of coffee, and we're going to take a break shortly. But, yeah, it's been one heck of a day. It's been a heck of a week, and I'm recovering now. I'm back. I am back on air, and should you ever get hit with this terrible virus, the best advice I can give you is just try to, you know, stock yourself with chicken soup, dry crackers, and hydrate yourself, because you won't be able to eat, or nor would you want to crave any solid food for quite some time. But anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we're going to take a quick break. And on the flip side, we have our own Jim Corbin calling in and updating us with the latest and greatest weather forecast. I can't wait to talk to him. And so sit back, relax, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Saturday, March the 5th, marks the date for Project Dress Up at St. Nicholas of Myra Parish Hall in North Dighton. Local Rehoboth and Dighton teens will be offered a great opportunity from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. to get a free dress for their prom or graduation party, with over 500 dresses on the racks to choose from, along with shoes and jewelry to accessorize, of course. Private dressing areas will be available at the Parish Hall located on Spring Street in North Dighton. For more information, call 508-669-6223.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Spring is in the air, and it just so happens to be just in time to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Attleboro Arts Museum's Flower Show. Garden Party sets the theme for the celebration, starting with a sneak peek benefit on Wednesday, March 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. The show officially opens to the public on the 17th through the 20th. Enjoy the beauty of nature at the museum located on Park Street, with lush landscapes, floral installations, and original artwork displayed throughout the main gallery. For more information, visit their website, attleboroartsmuseum.org.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche, and our number here is 508-222-1320. And it's a great day. It's a great morning. And our meteorologist from WARA is going to be calling in and giving us a very positive and uplifting weather forecast for the week. And I heard that it's going to be almost close to 60, or it might be even in the 60s. When have you had a mild winter like this? I mean, God, it's just been really phenomenal, Mike.
Yes, and you know what's funny? During Christmas time, we were having like barbecue spare ribs, rice, corn. You know, it was like, went to the beach to see how many people were at the beach, the people walking around on the beach on Christmas Day. I mean, this was an interesting
Winter,
that's for
winter
sure.
Season, as they say. Yeah, I keep like holding my breath for like one more storm or something, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm worrying about. I'm waiting for the other sneaker or the shoe to fall off my foot or something, you know.
Well, I figure, you know, one more storm, I think it's okay. I'll take it, because we've been just having such great weather. But I mean, seasonally, it's just been really, really, really nice.
We had two major storms, I think, this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it was what, last month.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one, I think shortly before that or shortly after that, I can't remember, but there was only two major storms, and that's it, you know?
Yep.
I would have rather seen those storms happen around Christmas time and then the warm, mild weather the rest of the time.
Yeah, I know. You want that nice, warm soft feel of you know, the wintry scene, the picturesque scene, you know, like in White Christmas. Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, I'll take it. I mean, I think that this is great. You know, seriously, I think that this is really great.
However, I do like the fall season now. And lately, the last few seasons we've had been beautiful as far as the warm, mild temperatures, the leaves slowly turning. And I like when fall draws out like that, you know, before, because there's been some seasons where we've had fall and it would start snowing in November.
Right.
Or October.
That's right. I know it's been unseasonal. And I think that Jim had said, too, one April that we even had a storm there, too. It was just really unique. I was checking on the weather temperatures and everything in Provence, France, because I'm going in June. I guess I wanted to see if the lavender fields were going to be in bloom then. And it seems it all depends about the springtime. You know, it all depends what kind of spring they have out there. So they might not be in full bloom, but I don't care. You know, I'm going to be going there. And Mike and I were talking about me calling in.
I love lavender.
And I think that that would be really fun to do a show calling in from Provence, France, and you hearing me out there and checking in. And that would be really out and about.
You know, it's funny. If you have Skype on your cell phone, or even if you have it on a computer, you can do broadcasts from virtually anywhere in the world.
Wow, I think
we'll have to
I'm reaching my phone here because I'm not sure if I do have it or not.
You have an Apple phone, right?
Yes.
So I don't know. We'll have to look into what if it would work on an Apple phone.
Gosh, but, I don't know.
I know that I have produced radio shows recently. And we've had people from Greece I've produced from, Spain. I have had Italy.
Really?
All around the world, yeah. Skype, and you know what's funny? If you learn how to use Skype, you can virtually cut down on your bill by talking to people, each other on Skype. If one person uses Skype on their cell phone or their phone, the other person uses it on their phone, you know, it's all internet based, and it cuts down on the cell phone time.
Wow. Well, we'll have to look at my phone afterwards. I mean, we have plenty of time, that's for sure. And it's just going to be a very great adventure, and I'd love to be able to call in, and that'd be really great. And speaking of calling in, we have our WARA 1320 meteorologist. You gonna cue him up?
Yes,
for me?
And it's Jim Corbin. He's gonna tell us that there's no more snow.
Good morning.
Good morning. How about all that snow we had this morning, huh, on the ground?
Oh my God! I know it was just so hard to get up and just brush all that snow off my car.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you're feeling better, Elaine. Good to have you back. By the way, a year ago this morning, you know what we were all doing?
Shoveling snow.
Yep, 6 more inches fell.
Wow.
And that made it about 90 inches on average in the Attleboro-Providence area for the season. And we had just a couple more snowfalls to go, then the onslaught was over. But what a difference a year can make, as we typically say. This winter, of course, has been one of the warmest winters in the official December, January, February. That's considered meteorological winter by the Weather Service. It was the second warmest winter. Now, again, obviously the calendar, it's not until the 21st, 22nd of March, but essentially winter is over meteorologically because it's the 3-month stretch, and it was the second warmest on record. And the ironic thing is, of course, what was the weather on Valentine's Day? Do you remember?
Jim, I can't remember what I did yesterday. I'd say, let's see, Valentine's Day, I'd say 65.
No,
it was cold.
That's when we had the snowstorm,
wasn't
it?
Oh, that's right.
It was 10 below zero.
That's right.
And the winter was
35
below zero.
Wait a minute, that's right. Yes, it was too cold. Yes, I do remember. I apologize.
That's the ironic thing. No, that's all right. I know a lot of us can't think of what we did just a day ago. Never mind 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. But no, but 3 weeks ago, I guess it was. Yeah. But no, that's the ironic thing. That was what we call the outlier of this winter. A winter that has featured generally milder than average temperatures most of the time, and yet we had one of the coldest air masses for about 36 hours right around Valentine's Day. And again, it was, I think you were on the air with me on that day, wasn't it?
Yes, we were. Yeah. I just
anyway,
wanted to make you smile. That's all, Jim.
I know. Well, so you're talking about that in the forecast. That is in the forecast. Not today, though. It's going to be kind of cold out there, but sunshine. Now, any of that snow that's dusted the ground, coated the ground in many areas, that'll tend to melt off, not completely, especially in shady areas, but the sun is doing its trick now as the sun is getting higher and higher as each day in the sky, and also, of course, the day is getting longer. Upper 30s, tonight falling back down to about 20, so kind of cold. And really, tomorrow, one more chilly day, highs in the low 40s. That's actually kind of typical for early March. But the big news is that we are going to have a real spring fever in the air next week, at least through the first middle part of the week. It looks like we're going to get close to 50 on Monday, mostly sunny. And then it looks like near 60, upper 50s to near 60 on Tuesday. And guess what the temperatures, Elaine and Mike, are going to be on Wednesday, at least the way I think right now?
Probably hit 70.
Yeah.
Very close. I was going to thought you were going to say Elaine 65, which you just said a few for Valentine's Day. You're off by like 90 degrees. No, I'm just joking, Clara.
That's
but no,
okay.
Yeah, no, you're right. It looks like, especially if we can keep away the sea breeze, and of course this time of the year, if you're right at the coast, it's not going to be this warm. But you know, if you're standing on the beach, but southwest winds on Wednesday could send temperatures up close to 70 degrees, which would be close to a record high temperature, and in fact the warmest weather we've had since sometime back in November. Then it looks like the end of the week turning cooler, but notice I use the word cooler. It's back into the 50s on Thursday with some rain, and then might even, believe it or not, typical for March, might even end as wet snow by Friday morning next week. Here we are talking about potential 70 degrees on Wednesday. By Friday morning next week, we may be looking at a little bit of snow at the end. But that's just so typical of course, the month of March, which is typically one of the more fickle months of the year. But I always like it because the days get longer each time. My worst month, as I've told you and others before, November is just the worst of the months.
Mm.
Not for the holidays, not for Thanksgiving, but the weather, it's just getting gloomy. It's the cloudiest month, a lot of rain. The days are getting real short. And speaking of course that, today the sunset will be at 20 minutes of 6. Next
wow.
Sunday, a week from tomorrow, the sun will set, guess when?
I'm going to guess about 15 minutes past 7.
Well, that's being optimistic, but that's close enough. About 10 minutes to 7. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're setting the clock ahead. Daylight savings, yippee-yi-yay, coming
oh,
next weekend.
Yeah, I can't
now,
wait.
Jim,
theater near you.
I got a question, Jim. You know, with the crazy weather we've been having this year for wintertime, do you think there's still that possibility, now that we're entering into spring, that the temperatures could be yo-yoing again during springtime, and we could end up with a major snowstorm during spring? Could that possibly happen?
It probably will. I've said this to many people. Dom, I talked about this yesterday, actually, on his show. We were talking about something similar. And a lot of times, when you have a quiet season, not just in winter, but a lot of times in summer, too, when you might have like a cool summer, you sometimes get extreme heat, like in September. I have a feeling sometime either late this month or early April, we're going to get maybe a 6-inch snowfall.
Wow.
And if you remember, and Elaine, I think you brought that up a few minutes ago, you hinted at it. We all remember that April Fool's storm back in 1990. It was either 97 or 98. I always forget the exact year. But do you remember that storm, right, on April Fool's?
Yes.
It was a joke. Actually, it started on March 31st, and then it went. It was still snowing until the morning of April Fool's. Everyone's looking out at almost 2 feet of snow. Of course,
wow.
2 days later, most of it was gone. But
right.
That winter, it was either 97 or 98, was a very quiet winter. Matter of fact, we had about 3/4 of all the snow that winter in that one storm. And that was a winter. And everyone's like, oh, this is great. It's never going to snow again. And then what happened? We woke up to 2 feet of snow on April 1st. So it wouldn't surprise me if, I'm not thinking 2 feet, but it wouldn't surprise me if we get something like maybe a half a foot of snow like we did on this date 1 year ago. It was we were back up to about 2 feet of snow on the ground 1 year ago this morning. Now, that was obviously a Thursday morning, I think, because of leap year. But a Thursday morning, March 5th, 2015, 1 year ago this morning, we woke up generally to an average of 6 inches of snow and almost backed up to 2 feet of snow on the ground. Now, after today, it started to wind down. We only had a couple of dustings, but there's an indication that, you know, it can be just so fickle this time of the year. So next week, we're going to be making a run at 70 on Wednesday.
That is amazing, isn't it?
I almost feel like the I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Well, that's it, Mike. Again, it almost is typical for this time of the year, March into April. 70 degrees on Wednesday, and it wouldn't surprise me if maybe we end with some cold, wet snow on Friday morning next week, around Friday morning. Obviously, it's 5-6 days out. Can't be pinpointing the exact time of it. But this is the time of year we start to get these wide swings. And, spring is here. Of course, spring fever for a few days next week. And then by the end of next week, it's like, it's cold and it's wet. There's a few snowflakes. And it's like, when will this end? And, of course, spring around here, and again, I know it's not on the calendar yet, but technically the coldest 3 months ends in about another couple of days if you broke the year up into quarters. This is the time of year over the next several weeks where we typically get these wide swings where you get teased, like you were mentioning, Elaine, about little flowers coming out or whatever. Mm. Then the flowers come out like, oh, this is great. And then 2 days later, there's snow on top of them, you know, maybe dusting the tops of the tulips or whatever, the crocus. Usually it's crocus.
Right.
That come up, you know, those, and, of course, those always come out on the south side of the building, wherever you are. If you plant them, that's the one thing I always, my grandmother would tell me, she deliberately, God rest her soul, she was loved to plant flowers everywhere. And she said she knew enough to always plant the crocus and some of the other stuff that come up early. Tulips are a little bit later, but still they come up. Always plant them, if you can, on the south side of the building, because you get to see them come up sometimes in the middle of winter in a warm spell, because the heat from the building will make the ground warm right near that side. Never plant on the north side of a house or whatever, not never, but you know, the worst thing you can do if you don't want to see a lot of good flowers is put something on the north side of a building or a house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good to know, Jim. That's really good to know. Wow. Yeah. So you're looking ahead saying that it's going to be a really mild week.
Well, warming up after this weekend. Today and tomorrow are kind of chilly, but at least it'll be essentially dry. Mm-hmm. There could be a flurry or two late tonight. There's going to be a weak system coming through. But beginning Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and even most of Thursday, it's not going to be all that cold, but it will be getting colder compared to Wednesday. But Wednesday, we could be looking at a run at 70 degrees. And again, daylight savings officially starts 2 a.m. Next Sunday, not this Sunday, not tomorrow.
Right.
And now that will mean, though, and you were right, Mike, a good observation, I believe you said, that, or maybe Elaine, too, that it will be darker again in the morning. So we're not really gaining an extra hour. We're actually losing it. It'll actually end up being the shortest weekend of the year by 1 hour, if you think about it, because you're advancing the clock 1 hour. But what it also means is it will be, for a little while, darker in the morning. So next Saturday, because that won't be, it'll be until the following Saturday. But in the morning, it'll be 1 hour darker, but it'll be 1 hour brighter in the evening. So we'll have a sunset on next Sunday at about 10 minutes to 7. Today it's 20 minutes to 6. Next Sunday, it'll be 10 minutes to 7, the sunset.
Wow, that is amazing. I can't wait, though. I'd settle getting up in the dark and going to work in the dark for more sunlight after I wake up.
Well, that's the thing. It's more people, and I'll end on this. I know you got to get to the break and everything else. But more people, I always say this over the years, more people are affected by the afternoon and the evening because most people are out and about.
Right.
Pardon the pun, but the quick pun. More people are affected by the afternoon and evening, and they could generally get through and care much less the fact that it's going to be a little darker again in the morning because you have to get up and go to work or school anyway. So once you're out throughout the rest of the day, it'll be nice to see that the light will be still shining after 7 o'clock next weekend.
Very interesting observation, that's for sure. Well, I want to wish you a great, fantastic week, and I can't wait to talk to you next week so we can talk about daylight saving and all
and
those things and how it happened.
How you went to the beach on Wednesday when it was 70 degrees.
You have a great sense of humor, my friend.
Thanks, Elaine. And Mike, I'll talk to you next weekend.
All right, Jim.
Sounds good, Jim. Take care. Thank you. All right. That was Jim Corbin. We've got a great forecast. We have to take a quick break. He's right. Our last break is coming up right now, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Thank you.
The 6th Annual Congregational Corned Beef Dinner will take place at the Central Congregational Church in Attleboro Falls on Saturday, March the 12th. Doors will open at 4:30 p.m., just in time for dinner at 5. Dave O'Valerio will lead entertainment for the evening, and reservations are suggested. For more information, call the church office at 508-699-7700.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
The 2016 Massachusetts and Rhode Island Masonic Con will take place at the Ezekiel Bates Masonic Lodge, located in Attleboro, on Saturday, April the 23rd at 9 o'clock a.m. Have you ever wondered what a Knight Templar does today, or who the Shriners are? Come meet them all under one roof and learn what lies beyond the third degree. Not a Mason? Well, not to worry. Anyone interested in Freemasonry is cordially invited to this event. For more information, visit their website at eb1870.org.
Mike, that is really great and so wonderful when we're talking about staging tips for selling your house fast. So, tis the season. Spring is here, as Jim is saying. The weather's getting warmer. Everybody's spring cleaning and cleaning out things. But also, too, there are some folks that want to sell their homes. So, what really does sell? Well, it says boost your curb appeal. And that means, you know, like power wash the side of the house, you know, make sure that, and this is really interesting, hang easy-to-read house numbers, plant flowers and fresh greenery all around, make sure that you mow your lawn and reseed, and make sure that, you know, like wash the windows, people, and repaint or stain the porch floor as needed. Welcome visitors with an inviting porch, they said, and even if you only have a little area, make it a welcome home thing. With a clean doormat, potential potting plants different places, you know? It just makes it more peaceful and more eye-opening for the person. Keep your porch lights on in the evening in case potential buyers drive by. Illuminating the front walk with solar lights is also a very nice touch, especially if you're showing the house during the evening. Well, I never thought about those little tips. If you have some or would like to jump on our line with a few minutes left, our number here is 508-222-1320. It says also get your house sparkling clean from shiny floors, gleaming windows, clean the counters, make sure that you scrub that grout. Clean away all the clutter. You know, less is more. And your friend Febreze, you know, for killing all those odors and things, especially if you have pets. So make sure that you move out everything. But, you know, what your style, you know, of designing and everything might not be everybody's style. You know, so you have to say, okay, well, maybe I should start putting things away. And to be more appealing, like I said, less is more. Strike a balance between pristine clean and lived in. So, I mean, you do want to get rid of a lot of the clutter and everything, but you also do want to make sure that your house is lived in. Style your dining room table. Now, the dining room table is often a blind spot in decorating a home. You know, between dinners and a large dining room table, it can look really bare. So they're suggesting that, you know, put a little arrangement in the middle of it with a couple of other things on each side. Take a good look at your wooden floors and at least, you know, if the floors, you know, give them a thorough cleaning, steam clean the carpets, and if you can, you know, maybe you want to invest in refinishing the floors, but if not, a strategically placed mats go a long way. They also say rearrange your furniture in the living room, you know, and put your furniture off the walls and use it part like the sofa and the chairs and lamps to create an inviting conversation area. So, you know, make it more warm and cozy and comfortable. Choose sophisticated neutral colors like a light beige or different things like that. And it doesn't mean you need to go all white either. You know, rich tones and things like that. You know, you can put a lot of different things in and creating a beautiful, sophisticated backdrop that would go with any kinds of furniture. And also to make sure that you create a neutral, gender-neutral master bedroom. So we have a caller, and we would like to welcome to Out and About with Elaine. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
Great. Great topic. Boy, that's a nice one to do for everybody this time of the year.
So are you, sir, thinking of selling your home as well?
Oh, no. I just purchased one recently, a few years ago. But one important thing to keep in mind is when people talk about the price of a house, I mean, you know, whether you're spending...
Oops, I think we lost audio there for a minute.
I did?
Oh, right there. Okay, you're back.
Okay, I'm sorry. People shouldn't, I mean, they should really consider the price and the overall, you know, value of what they're getting. Sometimes they'll purchase a house and then it'll be a super deal, but when they look at it for everything that needs to be done, you know, it turns out that they really have to put a lot more into it. Like they'll say, oh, I like this, but I want to change that. I want to put countertops in it, that sort of thing. So it really becomes a, you know, you need to really think hard on it, you know, as far as dollar value and what you get in the price of the house to begin with before you add your special touches to it, you know.
True. And how important is location, location, location?
Oh, a location is everything, because if it's not a place where you can see yourself coming to every day, you know, like, oh, I can live with that guy next to me, you know, even though he's a slob, you know, you want to feel good every time you come home. I mean, that's what makes a house a home, is that warm feeling that you get, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. All right. Wow, that's great. Good tip, that's for sure. And I have a few more with just about 45 seconds left to the show, but I appreciate you calling in.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Good show.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. All right, guys. So anyway, our show is just zooming by. I know that I'm just going to zip through this real quick. And, Mike, give me a 30-second when we're almost ready and out the door, because I have to thank some wonderful people. Basically, if you have children, you want to clean up all the toys. And if you do have some extra money, they're saying to just go ahead and make sure that you know, put time and effort into the house, whether you're doing a fresh coat of paint or decorating, but don't go wild. Less is more. Remember that. Just try to minimize the effort to make maximum impact when people walk through your home. You want to entice people to visually think about, you know, they're going to be staying there. So with just a few more seconds left to go, I just want to say thank you for listening to Out and About. And, I got a cue for two more minutes. All right, great, thanks. And also, too, I'll go back to this. You can show, you know, sometimes you have a different counter space and you want to put all these things on the counter. Get rid of the Keurig, get rid of everything, and just make it clean and pristine. And if you have pets, beware of the pet odors, like I said before. Make sure that all the rugs are steam clean and make sure that all the surfaces are washed and pristine, and put away all the pet toys and doggy bones, and also to take your animal with you out of the house. And also to, what the bottom line is this, you want to create a lifestyle people are looking for. You know, you want to play up to what your neighborhood and area is all known for. You know, make sure you could even hang a hammock in the backyard, you know, or a bench swing. You know, something that would add a perfect touch to everything. So anyway, those are some of the tips that they were saying. Just those thoughts. And then another time I'll have a realtor on to talk to us about, you know, what a buyer should be looking for in a home. So we've had some very interesting things that are happening today. Don't forget to go to the Larson Center today. We want to make sure that we support the Suit for Heat event, and that's from noon to 2 p.m. today. And Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m., followed by Paul Healy at 10. Saturday morning, you got us back out and about with Elaine from 7 a.m. to 10, followed by Dave Kane at 10 to noon. So from all of us here at WARA 1320, this is Elaine the Road signing off. Have a great, wonderful week, and I hope you get out and about yourself, and we'll see you next Saturday.